Could you start by just telling us a little bit about yourself?
My name's Ed Lavin. I come down here to Macomb in 1997 and did a couple jobs at the university and eventually got hired on, and I've been here since. I've served 4 years in the city council prior to this election that I'm going into now. I have five children. I have nine grandchildren. One of my sons is working here at the university, and I have a granddaughter going to Western, which is a junior, and I'm very proud to say she's on the dean's list. So I have some connections here with Macomb.
Why are you running for the city council?
I served 4 years on the council, and I really enjoyed it. I think you have to want to be there. I'm not going to change the world, but I just want to make it a little bit better than what it was when I found it. And I think I did that in the first 4 years. And I've been out of the politics now for a couple of years, and I just felt that was something I wanted to do while I was here. So,
is there something in particular you would like to accomplish as alderman?
You know, 2 years ago there was quite a few different things on the table. I meant we was having swimming pool issues, and we was having debates over the half-cent sales tax. Really, right now, there's no real big concrete issue. But I am 100% in favor of the new road construction work that we're doing. The plan that was set up a couple years ago. The only thing is, I was a big supporter of the half cent sales tax. I brought it out of committee and brought it to the council to get on the ballot. We got beat once. We explained it a little bit better. We got it. We needed that money for these roads. We just couldn't get by with the $900,000 we was getting. The only problem I have with it, I was not really in favor of taking this big bond issue out and spending the money in 3 years. And to me, you're kind of tying future councils' hands. Now, don't get me wrong. The city does a lot of bonding. I mean, we bonded water plants, and we bought bonds to buy out some employees so they could early retire. The city does bonding, but I just felt that in this economy and the way people are so negative with the state, you know, we're spending money that we haven't got. With that half-cent sales tax would give us $1.6 or $1.8 million a year. That's double what we had. And if we spend that every year, we can improve these roads. But once this is gone in 3 years, our hands are going to be tied, not unless we do some more bonding.
So how would you suggest going about a major project such as the renovations around the square, which are going to be quite expensive?
Now, that's what I was getting at. I wasn't against bonding. I was against bonding just to have a lump sum money. If we had to have a bond set up, say, for Carroll Street, where what we was borrowing was smaller and the payout was sooner, that we wasn't paying so much interest. We would have probably had to bond for the downtown, but some of this money out of this bond issue is going there. But we had the Wigwam Hollow Bridge and things like that. I do not have a problem bonding, but I would assume to have it for a specific job and not have it in a lump sum fund.
Speaking of the Courthouse Square project, do you have a particular vision for that? What would you like to see included in that project?
The one thing that I've always been emphatic about whenever we did the square, I mean, it just comes from my mechanical background. I want to see if everything under the surface is taken care of first. We have to have new water lines, new sanitary to the buildings. I would like to see Ameren get involved. I don't know how long it's been since they've done their checks. But before we tear up the road and put a new road in, I would like to have all that done to eliminate any failures in the future. Now, I'm not naive enough to think that nothing's ever going to go wrong and we're not going to have to dig a hole eventually up there. We will. But I just want to kind of minimize it, and I would love to have them look into whether or not it would be feasible enough to have storm sewers on the square. That water runoff that has to run 6 or 8 blocks down to the Kill Jordan, when we have a big rain, that's a mess up there. People should not have to walk across the street through 3 or 4 inches of water. But I think some of the changes on the new proposal, I think just talking to majority of the council members there now, are in favor of getting the little wings taken off, which kind of blocks the flow of water around there. But that's kind of what I would like to see, storm sewers and all the infrastructure underground taken care of before we get into a major resurfacing.
Yeah, and once the resurfacing is done, I mean, what would you like to see? Would you like to, do you like the way the square looks now, or would you like wider sidewalks or remove those?
There's some plans out there that I've seen, and the council seems to be using their head on this, on the ones that I've talked to. I would like to see some of the wing streets made possibly one way, enlarging the sidewalk with interlaid bricks, whether or not it be stamped or some type of paver. And I would like to see the pavers in the intersection as far as the crosswalk, something to spice it up a little bit. I know there's some concern of what's going to happen as far as plowing snow, whether or not they're going to get hooked or tore up or busted. But there's a lot of cities that have been using those, and I meant some of them are going to come up. I mean, it's not a perfect world. But, no, I would like to see a lot of things like that to kind of modernize it a little bit.
What do you think is the biggest challenge facing the city?
Well, we're sitting – the growth in this town is very slow. We have very few young people wanting to move into this town. The tax rate is the second highest in the state of Illinois. I meant there's we're in a dilemma to try to bring in any type of business, but we have to keep trying. I meant the getting Pella and now the Bauer 2 expansions that we've had in the last 10 years. I mean, that's helped. It's bringing people in. But when you got a tax structure here that is kind of negative to having a new company come into town, it's difficult. But that, to me, is one of the main things that I would continue to push for, to try and get some other type of industry in here to where we can have either students that graduate from here, that are married, can find a job, possibly the husband still work at the university and the wife has a degree to find a job that suits her, you know, that she's not working in a fast food restaurant with a degree from college. I mean, we have to get some better paying jobs here.
When you say the tax rate is the second highest in the state, what tax rate are you referring to?
The property tax.
And where does that figure come from?
Between the stats that I have, McDonough County is the second highest tax rate in the county, or in the state of Illinois.
Uh-huh. Where have you seen that statistic? I mean, what agency is citing that, or what report or study? Where have you seen that?
I'm trying to think where I picked this. I've seen that even for the 4 years that I was on the council, and I really can't tell you where I've seen it and read it, but I do know, stating that in the city of Macomb, you know, people say the taxes in Macomb are high, but what the money that the city actually receives out of your property taxes is a little over 10%. The park district gets about 7.5% or 8%. School district gets the majority of it. But the one thing people don't realize when they look around this town, there's 280 pieces of property in this town that do not pay property taxes. Now, City Macomb owns some of that property. The county owns some of it, the state of Illinois. But all the churches, all the church parking lots, all the church residents that they own, that they rent out, the Red Cross. There's a lot of places here. If you actually put a map of Macomb up and you put a pin on every piece of property that didn't pay property taxes, you would really be surprised.
So is there something you as an alderman could do to change that? Are you looking to change that?
There's nothing that a council could do with that. This is all coming from the state. Until the state of Illinois gets their act together and finds another way to fund secondary education, it's always going to be this way. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, the state has to get their act together.
So you mentioned something you want to do is bring some jobs to the community.
Yes.
How would you as an alderman do that?
You know, I tried several years ago, and it was very difficult. I wrote some letters to some franchise restaurants and businesses, some larger name places, because a lot of the times we were getting complaints from the students' parents when they would come down for activities down here, graduation or something. They just didn't have the restaurants that they were accustomed to eating at. Now, the restaurants we have in town are fine, but people like to see Red Lobsters and things like that, something that they're familiar with. So I tried several times to get some franchises to give, you know, to see what it would take to get us to come down here. And primarily, we do not have enough people in, not only in the city of Macomb, we haven't got enough people in the county for those people to even come down here. I mean, when you're sitting at a population of 32,000 for the county, and if you figure you got 10,000 of those are students, you haven't got a lot of people here. And that is one of the big reasons why we can't get those types of restaurants down here that base their income as per plate, their profit. But you can't quit. You have to keep trying. I mean, that's one thing that I would do. I mean, I would continually to work to try to get somebody to open up a franchise, brand name franchise, where people recognize it throughout the country.
Is there something specific as an alderman you could do to bring jobs here?
Well, I intend to work close with Mako to make sure that everything is going, that we're doing everything we possibly can. I mean, the economy's starting getting better. I mean, several years ago, I mean, we were just about into a depression. I mean, we was lucky to stay afloat with the companies that we had, let alone trying to bring somebody new in here. But I mean, you have to stay the course. You have to keep trying to be able to get somebody to come down here. It doesn't have to be a Caterpillar. I mean, that would be great. But I mean, if we just got another company that come down that could employ a couple hundred more people, I mean, that would be a boost to the economy.
Someone I know who is fairly new to town told me there seems to be a lack of curbs and sidewalks in town, which makes Macomb look run down. How do you respond to that?
The way Macomb is laid out, that person is probably absolutely right. We have different types of street. We have arterial streets. Majority of the streets in town are considered rural streets. They do not have curbs and gutters. That's just the way the town has been structured, and that's the way the town has been. Now, to be able to change that is going to take – I mean, it's not going to be done overnight, but it's quite an expense to be able to have to start putting curbs and gutters in on all these streets, even though I feel that it's something that we need to look at. We need to start putting the sidewalks in when we do a project. We got a couple different programs, and I believe the city still has them in effect, where if something is wrong and you do have a sidewalk there, that you can go up and the city will help you pay for part of the cost of installing that sidewalk. And so there are things out there that the city is doing now. People just have to utilize it. But I agree with your friend that it does. We need to start putting in some more streets with curbs and gutters, but it's going to come at an expense. I mean, it's not cheap to be able to do that.
Some of the housing stock looks run down, too. Is there anything the city can do about that?
Well, with the lack of enrollment at the university has been going down, and a lot of the rentals that are sitting out there are vacant. There are good landlords and there are bad landlords. No matter what you do, you're always going to have somebody that's just going to let the property go. I think, personally, there's some rumors about another 400-unit apartment complex going in town. I don't know if it's ever going to go or not, but if it does, there's going to be a lot of empty houses over by the university. And whether or not the city ends up condemning them and getting them, or people walk away, or we end up buying them, if that apartment complex goes up, I imagine there will be a big urban renewal effort around the campus area, because there's just not enough people to go around to live in those houses. And as far as the city buying them, if the city buys them, they need to continue to do what they're doing right now. Put them back out on the market, because when we own them, they're off the tax rolls. They're not making no money. We have to sell the property and get somebody to buy it and invest in whether or not going back to building single-family homes the way it was years ago or what. But those are some of the directions that we're going to have to keep on looking at and going to.
Do you think the city has a responsibility to tell people to maintain their property?
I think we do. I mean, I know some people are trying to say, you know, Big Brother's intruding on me. But what you do to your house, and if I live next door to you, does have a great effect on the value of my house. So the better the two houses look, the more value that house is worth. But when you say that, you have people come back and say, the only reason why you want me to fix my house up is so you can raise my taxes. So I meant, you got people looking at that two different ways. But I meant, yes, I do believe we need to get more stricter with rentals and non-rentals, both of them. We just can't pick one of them. And I know at one time we was looking at trying to get a grant or get a fund to where some of our residents are elderly, fixed income, and they really can't do anything. We was looking at possibly trying to get a grant or set up a fund like that sidewalk thing to where we could help them maybe re-roof or get a couple new windows. You know, not that we was going to rebuild the whole house, but give them some support, because, I mean, there are people. This is an older town community, and there's a lot of people on fixed incomes.
Do you think there's a good relationship between the city and the university?
I think there is. When I served on the council before, we had a good relationship. Now, being as I've been out of politics for the last couple years, I really don't know how we got a new mayor and we got a new president. But I'm assuming, just from what I can see and hear around town, that I do believe things are on the right track between the city and the university.
Why should someone vote for you?
I am just trying to give people a choice. I mean, when I got on the council, I got on there to do the job I was going to have to do. I was not afraid to make hard decisions. I mean, I'm the one, when we was in the sessions over the water rates, 20%, I said, I have no problem. You know, I wasn't worried about getting reelected. I was there to do the job that I was elected to do. I had the same thing with the sales tax. These are two things that were not very popular issues with the community. But as time's gone on, people have seen the water rate increase was needed. They've settled back into it. I mean, we went years without getting any type of a raises in the sewer and the water, because nobody wanted to be the bad guy. I don't have a problem doing that. If I get elected, I'm going to do the job that you elected me to do. And I also know that everybody is not going to be happy. But like I said, I just want to make this town a little bit better than it was when I first got on the council.
Well, that will do it. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.